Now joining us for Road to Roundwood is Mary Power and Lorraine Crean. So what is Road to Roundwood? You're both very welcome. Thanks for coming in. So who wants to tell us what Road to Roundwood is?
Lorraine? Yeah. So it's in Roundwood, we have formed a group to bring a family directly from a refugee camp in the Middle East who have been affected by the war to Roundwood, and we're going to... you know, we have to support them and just welcome them into the community.
And how do you go about this, Mary? How do you start looking?
Yeah, so I suppose Ireland has an initiative called the Community Sponsorship Programme. So this has been in place for about 2 years, and it's a community-led resettlement programme whereby a community group, so like ourselves, Road to Roundwood, takes leadership in welcoming refugees into their local community. So we're actually working with the Red Cross, and they identify the family for us. So before we do any of this, what we need to do a number of things before we can actually accept the family. So first of all, we need to raise funds, so a certain amount of funds so that we can help the family to relocate. And once we do that, then we help to coordinate access for them to housing, obviously. So that's probably going to be one of the biggest problems, I suppose, and obstacles to overcome, because as we all know, there's quite a shortage of housing at the moment. But I suppose that's something we're going to overcome, you know, when the time comes, because we have to, as I said, raise the money and everything first. And then we basically help to integrate them into the community. So rather than them going into direct provision, they come straight into our community, and then we help to integrate them. So we help them to access healthcare, education, and then access to, like, for example, for their children for education, but also then for the adults if they needed maybe to learn extra, like if their English needed to get better, access to English lessons, and then I suppose then other things like financial, like how would they get financial support, so access to the national financial support system. So
even just opening a bank account can be really difficult.
Yeah. For what people bigger status in. Will there be asylum seekers? Or
they'll be refugees. They'll have that status. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the UN will have
the designated number, and you will take a family from.
That's
that
right.
List,
one family
basically.
Are coming. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Up to Roundwood. So it's just there has been so many issues with direct provision in Ireland over the last year. But this is the opportunity for the community to come together and say, we'd love a family, you know, and we can help. And, you know, we're just looking at news at the moment every day. And we've been looking at
from
it
from the rebel province in Syria. That's been absolutely been leveled.
And it's been going on for 9 years. It's not even though, it goes in popularity on the news or whatever else. But these people have been living in fear for 9 years. And so this is just, you're actually doing something. Yeah. You know, I'm just thrilled with the opportunity of being able to do this, being asked to do it.
Do you know the family already, or make contact, or does that come later?
So the Red Cross identify, we don't know the family yet, it's the Red Cross identify a family that they feel would be suitable for the community. So it would generally be either a Syrian or a family from Iraq, and they would, when we have everything in place, they then identify the family that they feel would be the most suitable for us. And Lorraine actually and her family used to live in Kinsale, and where this is kind of where the idea came from, because in Kinsale they've already gone through this process and they've actually welcomed a family already, haven't they, Lorraine?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
So when will this happen?
So I think it'll take us about 6 months to get everything in place, and then we've committed to support them for 2 years. So this program has been running in Canada for the last 30 years, 40 years, and they say within 2 years, you know, hopefully the family will be in the workplace, they'll be well settled in the community, they know their way around.
Self-sufficient.
Yeah, and that's this
and
is
the
way.
The community of Roundwood, are they helping you with this?
Absolutely, yeah. So I arrived in Roundwood, I had lived there before, I arrived there in the summer, and I suppose I sat in this for a little while, I said it to a few people, and I just organised a meeting, and I didn't know who was going to show up, and it was full, the room was full of people, and that's right. The community I know in Roundwood, you know, we moved there originally about 14 years ago, and instantly they just take you as one of your own.
And if people want to help you? Finally.
Yeah, so please talk about us. Look up our website, www.roadtoroundwood.ie. Maybe we could inspire other communities to do the same. Contact us if they'd like to do it. We'd love that if there was more families came to different communities. And then we have a bake sale on Sunday the 15th, which is the 9-year anniversary of when the war started. So big sale up in Roundwood in the Parish Hall from 12 to 4.
Thank you very much indeed, Lorraine Crean and Mary Power. Thank you very
much.
Keep us informed. Thank you.
Thank you, we will.
Good morning.